Crews searching for a National Guard helicopter that crashed into Santa Rosa Sound have taken to the air now that the fog is beginning to lift. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the search area covers about 50 square miles.
Authorities say a number of bodies have been recovered and all seven Marines and four soldiers are presumed dead, with debris and human remains having washed onto the beach.
My priorities are search and rescue for our soldiers and the Marines, and secondly is to take care of our families, and we are doing both of those.
Major General Glenn Curtis with the Louisiana Army National Guard told reporters that the operation would remain search and rescue until further notice, that is, operating under the belief that there could be survivors.
There were two helicopters. One of them started to take off and then realized, I guess, that the weather was the condition and turned around and came back. That helicopter and that crew are safe and sound. They are very cognizant of weather conditions before they depart on a mission. So the conditions have to be right for them to take off. Now, what they run into while they're airborne is a different story.
The crash occurred during a training mission Tuesday night involving two UH-60 Blackhawks from the National Guard post in Hammond, Louisiana. The Marines were part of a special operations group based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. They were using boats and choppers to practice reaching and leaving a target site.
Our pilots trained to the same standards as active Army pilots. I can tell you they had several thousand hours in that cockpit. They go through simulations for all kind of situations that may come up, whether it's weather, engine problems, et cetera, et cetera.
The troops involved with the exercise had been at Eglin Air Force Base since Sunday and were scheduled to stay through the weekend. The chopper was reported missing at around 8:30 Tuesday evening. Debris was found around 2 o'clock Wednesday morning.
The main search area that they are working in is approximately 17 miles by 3 miles, and it's focused within the Santa Rosa Sound. The fog this morning did impact their efforts, but as it's starting to lift, that should help them.
Amy Parr is a spokeswoman at Eglin Air Force Base. The crash scene is inside the reservation near a remote stretch of beach that's used for military test missions.
The number of remains has not been released at this point, and it's important to realize that this is still an active search and rescue mission. Names of air crew and Marines on board are, of course, being withheld at this time.
About a dozen airmen wearing fatigues and appearing to be using portable GPS units walk shoulder to shoulder down a foggy beach Wednesday morning, looking for any sign of the missing troops. Parr says they were being joined by numerous military and civilian agencies.
The Eglin Fire Department is the incident command out there, along with the Coast Guard. There's Escambia County Volunteer Services, Okaloosa County Fire Department, Hurlburt Field Fire Department, Gulf Breeze Fire Department. All sorts of agencies have gone out there to get with the mission and help with the search and rescue efforts.
Search boats were out in Santa Rosa Sound, and associated press reporter Melissa Nelson Gabriel tells MSNBC that the area is now under a no-fly zone, and all but official personnel have been cleared from the beach.
Earlier this morning, we were able to walk along the beach to the area directly north of it, but it's so foggy it's very difficult to see anything. We are finally seeing the fog lift a little bit, and we're starting to see our first Coast Guard helicopters flying low over the site where the helicopter went down.
President Obama has expressed his condolences to the families of those killed. He also expresses confidence that there will be a detailed and thorough investigation. Also weighing in, Vice President Joe Biden.
I think we sorely underestimate the constant commitment that only 1% of all the population makes on behalf of our security. 99% of the rest of us owe them a debt of gratitude and thanks, and our hearts go out to the families of the servicemen and women involved.
If debris is found and suspected to be from the UH-60 crash, Hurlburt Field officials ask that they be notified at 850-884-7464, extension 4. Anyone witnessing the crash is asked to contact Hurlburt Safety at 510-847-6731. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.